171. O thou, beloved maidservant of God, although the loss of a son is indeed heartbreaking and beyond the limits of human endurance, yet one who knoweth and understandeth is assured that the son hath not been lost, but rather hath stepped from this world into another, and she will find him in the divine realm. That reunion shall be for eternity, while in this world separation is inevitable and bringeth with it a burning grief. Praise be unto God that thou hast faith, art turning thy face toward the everlasting kingdom, and believest in the existence of a heavenly world. Therefore, be thou not disconsolate, do not languish, do not sigh, neither wail nor weep, for agitation and mourning deeply affect his soul in the divine realm. That beloved child addresseth thee from the hidden world. O thou kind mother, thank divine providence that I have been freed from a small and gloomy cage, and like the birds of the meadows have soared to the divine world, a world which is spacious, illumined, and ever gay and jubilant. Therefore lament not, O mother, and be not grieved. I am not of the lost, nor have I been obliterated and destroyed. I have shaken off the mortal form, and have raised my banner in this spiritual world. Following this separation is everlasting companionship. Thou shalt find me in the heaven of the Lord, immersed in an ocean of light.